KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And now starting off, taking a look at some of the high school baseball and softball scores for you from last night. In baseball play, it was Audubon over Glidden-Ralston 6-4. Clorinda beat Denison-Schleswig 9-1. Clorinda Academy over Stanton 14-4. Creston topped Clark 13-3. Denison-Schleswig beat Clorinda 19-8 in six innings of play. Exira EHK was a 4-2 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Earlham beat Panorama 12-6. It was Fremont Mills over Essex 18-0 in four innings. IKM Manning beat Arweva 5-2. It was Lewis Central over Red Oak 15-1 in five innings in the first game, and then Lewis Central 5-0 over Red Oak in the second game. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Nottoway Valley 11-1 in six innings. Mount Pleasant over Logan Magnolia in a doubleheader, 13-0 the first game, 15-0 the second. Nishnabotna over East Mills 11-6. Pleasantville beat Bedford 9-0. Sioux City East blanked Glenwood 10-0. Southeast Warren over Corning 10-2. Underwood beat AHST 12-1, and West Harrison was a 15-0 winner over Bowyer Valley in four innings of play. In the Western Iowa Conference Tournament Finals last night in Griswold, it was Traynor winning the title with an 8-3 victory over Missouri Valley. In softball action, Ankeny beat Perry 15-0, Central Decatur over East Union 3-2. It was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Underwood 1-0, and Abe Lincoln beat St. Albert as well 12-0. Exira EHK was a 9-3 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Glenwood beat Sheridan 8-1. Lewis Central over Council Bluffs St. Albert 17-0. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's 15-1 over Nottoway Valley. North Union beat Denison-Schleswig 6-5. Seidel beat Glenwood 7-4. Sergeant Bluff Luton 11-0 over Underwood. And Sergeant Bluff Luton 9-5 over Lewis Central. It was Southeast Warren over Corning 8-1, Villisca 17-12 over Sydney, Wayne beat Lennox 8-0, West Delaware was a 13-4 winner over Harlan, and Westwood beat Riverside 16-4 there in softball play last night. Turning our attention now to Major League Baseball, it was Nelson Cruz snapping a ninth-inning tie with a two-run single through a drawn-in infield, and the Texas Rangers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4 last night in the opener of a series between 2011 World Series opponents. Derek Holland was strong at the end of a seven-inning stint after a shaky start. Neil Kotz escaped a bases-loaded jam in the eighth when John Jay tapped out on a full-count pitch, and Joe Nathan finished for his 23rd save and 24 chances. All of Kotz's decisions have come this month. Left fielder David Murphy robbed Carlos Beltran of an extra base hit and saved a run with a running catch at the wall in left center to end it. That was a game you heard on KJN last night. We'll have Cardinals and Rangers for you once again this evening, also starting here this evening in the 6 o'clock hour. St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Chris Carpenter has been cleared to resume rehabbing from a lower back injury after the team got outside medical opinions about his comeback from nerve issues. General Manager John Mozeliak said the 38-year-old Carpenter played catch Friday and was scheduled for a light bullpen session today. How the former NL Cy Young winner responds to that activity will determine a course of action. Mozeliak said the back problem slowed Carpenter's rehab from an injury that caused numbness and tingling on the right side of his body. He didn't believe it was a major setback, although the team still is not counting on a contribution from Carpenter. Hector Santiago shut down the Royals' punchless offense for a career-best eight innings, and the Chicago White Sox roughed up Kansas City starter Jeremy Guthrie in a 9-1 rout on Friday night. Matt Garza pitched into the ninth inning, and Anthony Rizzo hit his first home run since May 18th to lead the Chicago Cubs over the Houston Astros 3-1 on Friday after a rain delay that lasted more than 3 hours. Another baseball action in interleague play, it was Pittsburgh over the LA Angels 5-2. In the American League, Cleveland topped Minnesota 5-1. Yankees over Tampa Bay 6-2. Toronto beat Baltimore 7-6. It was Boston over Detroit 10-6. Though Oakland beat Seattle 6-3. Also in National League play, Washington beat Colorado 2-1. The Mets over Philadelphia 4-3. Milwaukee beat Atlanta 2-0. It was Arizona over Cincinnati 11-5. The Padres beat the Dodgers 5-2, and Miami over San Francisco 6-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, a doubleheader win for the iCubs as they beat Nashville 5-4 in the first game and 8-6 in the second game. Omaha topped Albuquerque 7-6 as well yesterday. Today's game, see Iowa at Memphis and Omaha at Oklahoma City. Those are both evening contests. And then Sunday, Omaha plays a doubleheader at Oklahoma City and Iowa once again at Memphis. It's a Mississippi State versus UCLA in a best-of-three final starting Monday night at the College World Series in Omaha. The Bulldogs played their way into the final by eliminating Oregon State by a score of 4-1, and UCLA is in after beating North Carolina by identical 4-1 score last night. And, of course, both of those teams, North Carolina and Oregon State, would have had to win two straight games to get to the finals, but both of them falling yesterday and then last night means that there are no games on the schedule today, and that best-of-three series once again will get started on Monday over at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Another big event going on here in the state of Iowa here this weekend is the U.S. Track and Field Championships, and Tyson Gay overcame a slow start to win the 100 meters on Friday night at the U.S. Championships, surging past Justin Gatlin halfway through the race. And Tyson Gay laid his claim for the fastest man in the world, at least here for this year so far. Gay proved once and for all that his surgically repaired hip is just fine. He finished in a time of 9.75 seconds, and that is the fastest in the world this season. Gatlin wound up second, but there was a momentary delay to decide third place. Charles Silman ended up holding off Michael Rogers by 0.02 of a second. In the women's race, Oregon star and NCAA champion English Gardner, who just recently turned pro, captured the women's 100, breezing past the field. Octavius Freeman was second, and Alexandria Anderson took third to round out the team headed to Moscow for the World Championships coming up in August. Teenager Mary Kane is definitely holding her own in the top U.S. 1,500-meter runners at track nationals this week. The 17-year-old also is just daring enough to believe that she can earn a spot to Worlds in Moscow later this summer, too. Kane has already advanced to the final here today, courtesy of finishing second in her heat of the opening night of the championships. The effervescent soon-to-be senior may be the next big name in the women's middle and long-distance running. She does both of them equally well, the one everyone expects to become the next to Mary Slaney. And not that Kane of Bronxville, New York, gives it much thought. She says she's more concerned about whether she will take a ceramics class next fall. And more action continues at those track and field championships today over at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Now that the NBA season is over, all eyes can fall on the Stanley Cup Finals. The best-of-seven series is tied up at two games apiece after the Blackhawks' 6-5 overtime win Wednesday in Boston. The series moves back to Chicago for Game 5 here tonight. Following that contest, it's back to Boston for Game 6 on Monday. And if needed, the final game will be in Chicago next Wednesday night. New Jersey State Police say a mechanical problem is to blame for the dirt track racing crash that killed NASCAR driver Jason Leffler last week. The state police released some findings Friday from its not-yet-to-be-complete report on the June 12th crash at Bridgeport Speedway in Logan Township. The report finds that Leffler was not able to turn as he came out of the fourth turn and spun out, slamming into a concrete wall along the side of the track. The report does not say how fast Leffler was going, but says cars in the race were averaging 135 miles per hour and hitting 150 miles per hour on the straightaways. Blunt force neck injuries are cited as the cause of his death. The 37-year-old Leffler was a two-time winner on the NASCAR Nationwide Series. And USA Track and Field has found a win-win situation for the strong breezes inside Drake Stadium. The direction for all sprint events were switched yesterday. Instead of bursting from the blocks in the north end of the stadium and finishing in the south, it was reversed. Times were noticeably slower Thursday as sprinters charged into strong gusts for the first round heats of the 100 meters. Dentarius Locke turned in the fastest performance at a pedestrian 10.19 seconds, which isn't even among the top 50 times in the world this season. But as we see, the change did make a big difference as we had that fastest time then run by the winner of that event then yesterday, as they are able to get those times turned around and the time straightened out there for those folks as Tyson Gay set that world fast time yesterday. Also, some other winners there from the track and field championships. Just a note for you as well before we finish up. In the hammer throw, it was A.G. Kruger. In the pole vault, Brad Walker was the winner. And in the women's heptathlon, Sharon Day was the winner. Sammy Spinner of Nebraska finished 10th in that same event. That's a look at the latest sports here for you this morning here on KJN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.